Welcome everybody to a special edition of the Roldorf Cafe. This edition is rather special because it's a wind-up edition of the Roldorf Cafe today. On Saturday, March 29th, I interviewed the owners and product managers of a few brands to have a chat about what they're up to and what's in their future. These interviews were completely unplanned and very much out in the open, as you'll hear, because it was on the terrace of the venue in San Francisco. I hope you enjoy the chats. All right. Okay, so I'm here with Andrew from Asteron Banks. So here we are, sitting in a bright sunny day outside the Wind Up Watch Fair. And you were gracious enough to come down and answer a few questions.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're gonna be tough ones, so watch All out right. for this. Now, first question. Tell us about Asteron Banks. Everything that people wanted to know about Asteron Banks and more in 10 seconds or less.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you first of all for having me on. I really appreciate it. Well, Asteron Banks, I started about 10 years ago. And really, I didn't have a grand plan of what I wanted to do with it. I just really wanted to do something with watches. And so I started doing hand wound using Unitas 6497s. Kind of semi-customized, and that's what I started doing. I had no idea what I was doing, but yeah, that's what I did it. Well, that's how I started, and really just, and I know it's cliche, because I just fell in love with watches about 20 years ago.
Okay.
And so I just started tinkering, and that's what got me to where I am today, including starting another brand called Solabs.
Yeah.
Way funkier than what Asteron Banks is. And even today, I still can't get enough of watches. So I'd say I'd keep doing it until I don't have a passion for it. And it's been 20-something years, and I'm still very passionate about it. So
where can people find out about your watches?
They can find out about my watches mostly through my Instagram, at Asteron Banks. I don't really do a lot of marketing, which is a downside for a brand or a business. But also, if you read Worn and Wound, you know, you'll find my some reviews of my watches there. But
fantastic.
That's where you'll find me.
Okay, so what's new right now? What do you think people are liking and stuff like that about your watches?
So I think right now my Fortitude line has been really successful. It's just a very simple everyday watch, but with nice features and beautiful colors.
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of different colors, and of course, people have been loving that, and they still are. You know, I think doing a lot of colors right now, it's a really good move for any watch brand. So they've been really loving that. I have something new coming out this summer, which you've seen. It's part of the Sea Ranger line.
Yeah.
It's a dual crown. I limited the colors to only four colors, but black, brown, blue, and green. So
that green is gorgeous.
Thank you. Yeah, it's my favorite of the four. The green is my favorite.
Yeah.
Internal rotating crown. It's got a Le Jupre G100 in it. Iron plates for better anti-magnetic rating, and hardened steel.
That's a reasonable price.
About 1300 US.
Yeah.
That's kind of where that's going to be at. So
yeah,
midsummer is about when they'll be ready.
That's awesome. That's absolutely awesome. Okay, so quirky questions. You know, everyone has seen that the Tiffany blues,
yeah,
and stuff like that. There's this range of pastel colors that are out there.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to be the next played out dial color?
So I think right now what I'm seeing so far is a burgundy color. I've been seeing a lot of burgundy dials coming out. And I'm guilty of it as well, because I will be doing, it's not burgundy per se, but it basically looks like burgundy. So one of my ideas that I'm wanted to do every year, or that I'm going to start doing, is Pantone color of the year. Whatever the Pantone color of the year is, I'll do a 50 piece limited edition. And this year's Pantone color of the year is basically like a burgundy color. So I'll have that, you know, later this year. But I think burgundy is a color that I'm seeing that's going to be probably played out next.
Yeah. All right. Cool. All right. So, what's the worst idea that you've had to kibosh this year or throughout last year when it comes down to a design, a color, or something like that?
I think for Astor and Banks, I can't really think of one right off the bat, but I will say for Soul Labs, because it's a lot different than what Astor and Banks is, more funky, more 80s, 90s colors. We wanted to do a chronograph version of the Layer 2 and kind of keep it with that same design language, but I don't know how you would read it, because the hands would be crazy, everything would be crazy. Not to say we've given up on it, but we've definitely kiboshed it for now.
Right.
But that is probably, based on the designs we were doing, the craziest idea that we've had. And it's going to work out how we wanted it, but yeah.
So as you're talking about it, it just kind of reminds me of something Silverstein-esque.
Yes. And actually, funny that you say that, that would be our dream collaboration with Soul Labs, is Alain Silverstein, because I love the primary colors, you know, and he does that the best, of course. So I think our Layer 2 would be really cool in an Alain Silverstein, you know, design.
Yeah.
So that would be a dream collab for us. Yeah. So funny that you bring that up.
Alain, get on it right away. Here we go. Okay, so last question.
Sure.
You know, we do our Toxic Tuesday thing. So the biggest question we get from people that see those pictures is, why would anybody let their watch become so absolutely grotty? So what are your thoughts on that?
I think people just don't realize how dirty your watch gets, because they don't see in the crevices. They're not typically taking apart links or the watch. So they wear it every day. They wipe off the top of it, but they don't know what's hiding inside. So if you haven't done that ever on your watch, just put your bracelet in a little bit of mild soap water and brush it off with a soft toothbrush and see how clean that water is going to look once you...
Indeed.
So I think just people wear their watches so much and don't really think about, you know, how dirty they can actually get. So I'll say maybe because they love it too much. I don't know. I'm a little guilty of that myself, so I can't really say anything.
Thank you, Andrew, so much for taking the time out from a very, very busy wind-up. This has been absolutely amazing. I can't wait to see more of your watches. Again, it's just brilliant. I think you're doing a great job. And after seeing that green dial, people, watch out for it, because it is a stunner.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I'm honored to be here talking with you guys. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Hello everyone, this is Jason, and I want to thank you for being with us today listening to the Roldorf Cafe podcast. You can hear more of our shows and when they're released on Instagram and our website. We cover many topics about watches, the industry, and the brands we're most passionate about. You can find the Roldorf shop at 307 West Cordova in Gastown in Vancouver, and we'd be delighted to welcome you and talk watches. Visit our website for more information at roldorf.co.